Iran is promising transparency and constructive interaction with the UN's nuclear watchdog. A few days ago, the EU's foreign policy chief, Baroness Ashton, called on Tehran to prove its peaceful atomic intentions. This during an exclusive interview with us here at RT. And we can now talk to Iran's envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Ali Asghar Soltani. Thank you for joining us today. The Russian Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, has told the press in Astana that President Ahmadinejad recognizes the importance of talks for resolving tension around your nuclear program. Does it mark a more positive phase in your talks with the IAEA, do you think?
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I just want to reiterate that for the last over 8 years, we have had unprecedented cooperation with the IAEA. About 5,000 mandate inspection has been made, and no evidence of diversion have been found to military purposes. This is a clear bill of health. Regarding, of course, negotiation and talk, we have always welcomed negotiation and talk based on respect and, of course, without any precondition. Regarding the recent comment interview with the RT of Lady Ashton, I am rather disappointed because this sort of statements ignoring the fact that the IAEA has clearly mentioned that there is no evidence of diversion, and the reports clearly, even the last report, shows that all enrichment activities and every gram of uranium is under the full scope safeguard of IAEA, 24 hours cameras and inspectors. This kind of a statement is somehow misleading. I want also to recall that I arranged in Vienna taking the ambassadors leading the different groups, including I invited the ambassadors of EU, both from Hungary, and also a special representative of Lady Ashton in Vienna to IAEA to join us all together when we visited Natanz Enrichment, so that in addition to inspectors, they will have opportunity to see the realities on the ground. And unfortunately, Madam Ashton prevented their ambassadors of EU to join us, other ambassadors, to go there.
So, Mr. Soltani, forgive me for interrupting. So you're disappointed with the statements from Catherine Ashton, the EU High Representative on Foreign and Security Policy, but you're saying that Iran is being proactive and arms wide open for allowing the IAEA into your country to inspect your nuclear facilities. But when it comes to Catherine Ashton, she told us here at RT that Iran has 3,400 kilos of low-enriched uranium, which doesn't really have much purpose if you're not going to use it in a military program. What is it for?
I categorically reject. I think they should read again the reports of Director General of IAEA and note the fact that we have given DIQ, Design Information Questionnaire, about all specification of Natanz enrichment facilities and the P1 type centrifuges, that these are designed, in fact, to produce low-enriched uranium, which could be used in power plants such as Bushehr. They cannot, in fact, produce material for weapon, let's say, weapon grade for the weapon nuclear weapons. Therefore, technically, with due respect, this kind of a statement has no justification. And also, as you are well aware, after being very disappointed with the Vienna group, Russia, US, and France in the IAEA not concluding or not being ready to produce fuel for Tehran Research Reactor, which is in desperate need for producing radioisotope for cancer.
We do apologize there. We're having a few technical difficulties there here on RT. For years now, the US has been employing various forms of covert intelligence operations to gather information on Iran's nuclear program. There's one story of operatives taking bricks out of buildings and then replacing them equipped with radiation sensors. Were you aware of any such measures?
Not at all. I can just refer you to the reports of the IAEA, which have almost every week continuous inspection with 24 hours cameras working. These kind of allegations have been, in fact, raised during the last 8 years. I just want to recall you and ask your distinguished viewers to go to the IAEA website and see these words of Parching military side, Lavizan military side. Many allegations was raised by United States, and IAEA proved after investigation, taking samples, analytical, process that all these allegations were baseless. In fact, before coming to Vienna, I was in charge of escorting all the inspectors, and I was with them in this military science that it was proved that this allegation had no basis. This is unfortunate. After 8 years, they are repeating these boring stories. One thing is clear, that we do not have any program for nuclear weapon. We are fully cooperating with IAEA. As I said, unprecedented, the most robust inspection in the history of IAEA, over 5,000 manned inspection. They have found no evidence of diversion of nuclear material to prohibited purposes. And the statement or claim by Lady Ashton, with due respect, I categorically reject. And you cannot find any sort of question even by the IAEA in all the reports for the last 8 years about the enrichment in Natanz, including these 4,000 kilogram or so, whatever, as she was referring to. And this is merely for low enriched to be used in the future for, of course, a power plant such as the Bushehr type, which need less than 5%. And for 20%, we have produced up to roughly 50 kilogram, which we need, of course, about 120 kilogram in order to produce the fuel, the same amount that we receive from Argentina.
I may, forgive me, please, if I may jump in here. You're saying that ultimately the allegations by Catherine Ashton, the EU High Representative on Foreign and Security Policy, you're saying her accusations are baseless. But if I can, let's turn the attention to the relationship, the often tenuous relationship between Israel and Iran. If Israel joined the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, how would this influence Iran's behavior? Would you be perhaps in a stronger position to ease worries about your own program?
Of course, the serious international concern is that the only non-party to NPT in the Middle East is the Israelis that have violated the old international laws and regulations. In fact, in the IAEA in the 80s, when I was also at that time ambassador, because of the violation, in fact, armed attack against the Iraqi reactor, Israel was suspended from privilege and right of membership. And we, in New York last year, I was there for 1 month. I'm very pleased that the final declaration adopted by consensus call Israel to promptly join NPT and put destroy all nuclear weapon capabilities and put everything under the IAEA safeguards. Of course, we are strongly urging for universality of NPT. We know that the NPT has discrimination inherited in it, but this is the only non-proliferation treaty that is close to universality, and we are supporting it. In fact, Iran was the only country participating last year in New York at the highest level. Our president was the head of delegation, shows that we are really seriously for non-proliferation disarmament. And last week, in fact, I just came back from Tehran today, we had 2 days international conference, and of course we had delegations from Russia and other countries, even Americans and European countries were participating, over top scholars for disarmament and non-proliferation. And last year we had also the same. We are for sure working together with our like-minded friends for the world free from nuclear weapons.
All right, Mr. Soltani, as you say, you are working together with the international community here, but let's talk about how the international community has been levying punishment on Iran. Obama's national security advisor, Thomas E. Danilon, said weeks ago that, quote, the U.S. would continue its aggressive sanctions policy against Iran for the foreseeable future. Are these sanctions effective, and are they justified?
I just can tell you very simply, because of time constraint, I have explained thoroughly in the IAEA Board of Governors, and in fact in many meetings in different countries, when I have had the opportunity to talk to the parliamentarians, all intellectuals, for 5 legal reasons, the Security Council resolutions do not have any legal basis, and it could not be implemented. This is for sure. And of course, we have already said that this kind of we do not have any sort of activities towards military purposes, and the enrichment and all activities are fully under the IAEA safeguard. Therefore, I categorically reject any allegation on this one, and we are continuing our work with the IAEA. And of course, that was a historical mistake, getting United Nations involved in the IAEA matters, which is technically technical organization. As soon as, of course, this the engagement is stopped in New York, it will create new chapter of cooperative environment As we have done in the past, of course, we have taken even steps beyond our legal obligation. As you know, we were voluntarily applying additional protocol for 2.5 years. When this issue was sent to New York, then the parliament passed the law and asked the government to suspend its application. Therefore, let's hope and advise all, including Europeans and Western countries, collectively to understand our legitimate right. Do not put the pressure, because the pressure will not have a role. I assure you that none of the sanctions have had any impact on enrichment activities. You can check and refer to this, to the, in fact, information reports of the IAEA Director General. Even last week, they presented for all member states that the activities of the enrichment have successfully been increased and promoted without any problem. Therefore, the sanctions have not been able to affect enrichment. What has affected? Some sort of sanctions, unfortunately, which is very, very cheap and unfortunate. They are targeting passenger planes, not giving the gasoline to passenger planes, creating difficulty for patients.
We're also aware, Mr. Soltani, that some of these sanctions are poised to stop a certain amount of weapons being imported into Iran, and other sanctions are barring some Iranian banks from dealing with international potential clients. But if I may, when you continue to say that Iran is working very much open-armed and in a transparent way with the IAEA and the international community, and here we have today Ahmadinejad saying that he wants a more transparent and open relationship with the West. What is it specifically that you can bring to the table to diffuse the growing tension around your nuclear program?
Very simply, we will continue without any interruption, though we are very disappointed with Security Council and sanctions, but we have not made any hasty decision. And on contrary, we continue to be fully committed to NPT. IAEA inspectors are and will be without any difficulty able to access to all our nuclear activities. And in some occasions, even we have invited representatives of different countries to be present as a sort of maximum transparency. We will continue to do so. And we have said in the last letter of our vice president and head of atomic energy to director general, he said in a very letter, very crystal clear, that if the agency follow its obligation under the work plan modality, except during Mr. Al-Baradei, and they respect that modality, it means close that allegation, so-called American laptop. Then, of course, if there are any questions of sort of allegation of military dimension, whatever, any question ambiguity, we are fully prepared to answer questions and remove any ambiguity.
Okay, this so is would clear indication this, of transparency. Would you consider this your method to prove unquestionably that Iran does not have a nuclear weapons program by allowing inspectors unfettered access to all of your nuclear facilities?
We have said it, I repeat it, we do not have a nuclear option in our defense doctrine. We are against it. Our supreme leader last year in Tehran International Conference and on disarmament and non-proliferation clearly said, informed the whole world and declared that the nuclear weapon and weapons of mass destruction are religiously forbidden. We are against it, and we are mobilizing all non-aligned movement for, in fact, working hard towards disarmament of nuclear weapons, and that is our policy and determination. I assure you that we have had 100% transparency, unprecedented in the history of the IAEA. And you cannot find any place in the reports of Director General questioning our enrichment activities. That is why I was very disappointed when I noticed that the RT interview with Lady Ashton. Lady Ashton had such a claim. Therefore, I hope that the advisors of Lady Ashton bring correctly the information from the IAEA. Had, of course, the representative of Madam Ashton joined me and other ambassadors to visit Natanz the beginning of this year, perhaps this kind of, technically based statement will not happen.
If I may jump in just for a moment here, sir, forgive me for interrupting, and I'm sure the international community can appreciate your assurances that Iran does not have a nuclear weapons program. But of course, certainly Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, they keep asking, does Iran have a nuclear weapons program, or has Iran had a nuclear weapons program in the past? We know that U.S. Defense Intelligence holds that Iran developed a nuclear program to respond to a threat from Iraq. But after the international coalition invaded Iraq, your program was discontinued. Is this true? Was there previously a nuclear weapons program in Iran?
You know, it is perhaps a unique opportunity. You are talking to a person who has been involved over the last years, talking hours and hundreds of hours with the inspectors. I categorically reject any of these allegations. And inspectors and the head of the Department of IAEA brought some of these allegations, and we proved for them that there was these allegations were baseless. We had not have any program for nuclear weapon. And as I said, that so-called American allegations, American laptop allegations, had no, in fact, justification. And it is just suffice to say that those allegations that was supposed, they were supposed to be presented to Iran, and Americans did not permit IAEA to deliver, and Mr. Al-Baradei harshly criticized the United States preventing verification. But when they showed, none of those material had any sort of classification, and therefore we proved in 117 pages, we proved that all these allegations were forged and fabricated. As I said, I repeat again, we are fully prepared to remove any question whatsoever, but through the IAEA, within the FOCOM IAEA, in a technical manner, without any political motivation. And we need more than ever in the IAEA calm, technical, professional environment. And the sooner the better. United Nations Security Council should stop engagement. And these political, in fact, rhetoric statements by here and there just complicate the situation. Therefore, my advice is let the IAEA to do its job. And of course, Director General should also do his professional work, not to put pressure on Iran based on United Nations Security Council resolution and ask for suspension or additional protocol, because it won't work.
Mr. Ali Asghar Soltani, the Iranian envoy to the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, it's been a pleasure talking to you live from Vienna. Thank you very much.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.